The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hi, besties. Welcome back to Try Not to Care. Or if you're new here, welcome to Try Not to Care. I first want to say thank you so much for the birthday love. It's not even my birthday yet, but I already feel so special. So many of you have wished me a happy birthday. When you listen to this, it will have, my birthday has already passed. My birthday is actually tomorrow when I'm recording this. Tomorrow, I am going to a fancy ass hotel with two of my best friends. And we're having a little spa night, a little girls' night, and I'm so excited. But before I do that, of course, I have to sit down with all of my besties, aka all of you, and have a little chit chat. So I feel like there's a lot of talk, especially on TikTok, about being a girl's girl and what it means to be a girl's girl. I think it's really easy to clock someone who's not a girl's girl because they talk badly about others, they're not supportive of others, and they just give off hater energy. And obviously, no one wants to be that girl. But I think two things could be true at once. I think you can see that and be like, I don't want to be like that. That's such a turnoff. That's so icky. Anyone who acts like that is insecure, while also still having the tendencies of someone who's not a girl's girl. I think it's fair to say that we all want to be supportive of others, but unfortunately, it's hard to support someone when you're struggling yourself. It's one thing to say, I'm here for you, I'm happy for you, that's so amazing for you. But it's another thing to actually mean it and not make someone else's situation about yourself. So with that being said, let's get into the episode. Let's talk about how to actually be happy for others, how to actually be supportive of others. Some of you listening might be like, what do you mean there's people who aren't happy for those around them? Like, why wouldn't you be happy for your friends or your family when they're doing well? When they're succeeding? And I know it seems silly, but a lot of people will feel bad, feel annoyed, feel jealous, or just have a hard time congratulating someone else when something amazing is happening for them because of their own insecurities. You might see someone getting engaged and immediately feel salty rather than excited for them because it triggers something inside of you and you start thinking, well, I've been with my boyfriend for X amount of years and we've been together longer than this couple, but he still hasn't proposed to me. You might see someone reach X amount of followers on social media, and instead of being happy for them and for reaching that milestone, you're upset because you have far less many followers than they do, and you've been working for a year to build your social media following. You might see someone start a new job, and instead of saying, that's so great for you, you deserve this, you think, wow, I'm so far behind, I don't even have a job, I don't even know what I'm doing with my life. And you still might be sitting there thinking, wow, that's crazy. I've never felt that way in my life. Like, I'm literally always so supportive and so happy for others. But I know others feel this way, and I definitely have. But I don't want to be that person. And I don't think many people want to be that person. No one wants to be a hater. No one wants to be known as not a girl's girl. No one wants their loved ones to feel like they can't come to them when good things happen for them. So many of us know how it feels to have something great happen for us and then not feel supported. It feels like ass. It feels shitty when something so exciting is happening for you and you want to tell your best friend, but when you tell them, they're like, oh, that's so great for you, but my life sucks. We don't want to do that to others. We want to be good friends. But the problem a lot of us have is even when we do reach out and say, I'm so happy for you, or we like their photo, or we try to show support, we're still left feeling not so good about ourselves, and we're unable to actually be there for that person and give them the support they deserve. I distinctly remember there being a time in my life where I was just very unhappy with my certain situation, my living situation, my work situation. Things just weren't going my way, and I was comparing myself to a lot of people, people my age, people I went to high school with. I would see them post things about, like, them getting engaged, them going to grad school, them getting these amazing jobs. And I would look at those things and they were all positive, but I was making them a negative thing. And my negativity didn't just stop there. It was carried into the relationships in my life. I couldn't be the best friend that I could possibly be because I was struggling with so much and I was really insecure. So although I wanted to be there for my friends when they did good, I couldn't be, or at least I couldn't be all the way, because whenever something good happened for them, I was reminded that I was doing bad. And it's so gross to say this, but there's been times in the past where I was relieved when things didn't go a certain way for someone because it made me feel not as bad about my situation. But the thing a lot of people don't understand is you will never truly be happy for someone without being secure in yourself. The reason I couldn't be there for my friends in the way that they deserved was because I was insecure. And yeah, you can have insecurities, but if you let those insecurities rule you, they become your identity and they dictate how you live your life and how you treat others within your life. If you're insecure about how much money you make and you're constantly fixated on the fact that you don't have enough money or you don't know how you're going to make a certain amount of money, you're going to be triggered when you see people not struggling, when you see other people having more money than you or having no issue finding opportunities to make money. You're going to relate that back to your issue and make it about you rather than about them. When that person shows they're making X amount of money or they just got this big job promotion or they're just doing well, you're going to use it as evidence to back up the fact that you believe that you're not doing enough or you're doing something wrong. So instead of feeling happy for them, you feel bad about yourself. Unfortunately, negative emotions often override positive ones. It's like when someone leaves a nasty comment on a video of yours. Although you have 100 nice comments, you're only focused on that one mean comment. It's like yesterday or the day before, I don't know when it was, I saw a review for my podcast on Apple and someone left a 1-star review and they were like, all she does is complain, I hate this show. And it really struck a nerve for me and I thought about it literally for the entire day and it was just taking up so much space in my head that I wasn't paying attention to anything else. I wasn't paying attention to the thousands of sweet and thoughtful reviews. Being annoyed, being upset, being jealous, all of that takes so much energy away from you and it takes away the energy you could be giving to the positive things in your life. So when you're triggered by someone else doing good, it's so powerful that it doesn't leave any room for you to be excited for them. Your excitement is overshadowed by your insecurities. That's why you can't be happy for other people and support them in the way that you want to. I know you want to be there for them, but the reason you're not, the reason you feel so bad about yourself is because when you see someone else doing good, you think you're lacking something. You think them moving up in the world means you're moving down. Before I get into how to actually support others, I think the first thing you need to do is when you find yourself feeling anything other than happy for someone else, ask yourself, why is this bothering me? Am I actually unhappy for them? Do I not want them to succeed? Do I not want them to be happy? Do I just not like them? Would I feel better if they were doing bad or if they weren't given this opportunity? Do I not want this person to be in a happy relationship? Or am I upset because I'm single and them being with that person reminds me of how lonely I am? Do I not want this person to make good money? Or am I afraid that I will never make that amount of money? Do I not want this person to have a lot of friends? Or am I afraid that them having more friends means they'll spend less time with me? It's good to ask yourself, is it them or is it me? Like, ask yourself, do I want this person to be happy? And if the answer is no, then obviously you have certain feelings towards them and maybe you shouldn't be friends with them. Maybe you shouldn't be looking at their posts because you obviously don't care about them. But if the answer is yes, I want them to be happy, then you should be happy for them. And if you're not, that means there's something within you that you're struggling with and it's not about them, it's about you. It's hard to truly be supportive of someone when you're hurting. It's hard to be happy for someone else when you're struggling. So how do you get to a point where you can actually be happy for someone? How do you stop making things about yourself and just allow your focus to be on them rather than on the comparison between what they're doing and what you're not doing, or what they have and what you don't have. I can only speak from experience. You know, I might have a degree in psychology, quick flex there, but I am not a certified therapist. I might be your Monday therapist, but this is just what has helped me, and I can say with certainty it has actually helped me, because I've gone from a bitter ass bitch to someone who genuinely wants to see others thrive. I want my loved ones to do well. I love seeing someone go from rock bottom to the tippity top. And I truly mean that. So these are a few things that have helped me in learning how to actually be supportive of others. Really supportive, really mean that. Number one, focusing on what you're doing. Mind your own goddamn business. I know it could be hard to do for a lot of us, but care more about what you're doing and what you're working on rather than what others are doing. I had the most fun and the most success with my podcast the first year of doing it, and that's because podcasting was so new to me at the time. Obviously, podcasting was a thing. The reason I started my podcast was because I was inspired by other podcasts, but it wasn't as popular as it is now. Like, now all your favorite influencers and celebrities have a podcast, but when I started in 2022, there was only a few that I knew of and listened to and was inspired by, and I wasn't tempted to go search and see how others were doing or how they were recording their podcast or how they were promoting their podcast. I was only focused on how I was doing my podcast, and because of that, it became so successful because I was pouring so much love into it and not critiquing it or minimizing what I was doing because others were doing it differently. Whereas a couple months ago, I started getting in my head thinking, maybe I'm not doing enough. Others are doing more than me. People are recording video episodes and they have this whole production and behind the scenes of it, and they're posting all the time on their social medias, and they have graphic designers and they have this and they have that. And I started to question how I do things and the value of trying not to care. That's why people say comparison is the thief of joy. I genuinely have always been so proud of Try Not to Care. It's my baby. It's my pride and joy. I love it with my entire being. But the second I started comparing Try Not to Care to other podcasts is when I started to question the direction of my podcast and where it was going and what I was doing. And I was thinking, what do I need to change? And if I continued down that road of comparing my work to others, one, I wouldn't have any fun doing it. And two, it wouldn't be authentic, and eventually it would crash and burn and become something that it was never meant to be. There's also so many things going on all the time, so many trends going in and out, and if you're constantly looking at what others are doing, you're going to feel compelled to also do that even though it doesn't matter to you. So that's why I say focus on you and what you want to do, and don't feel like you need to do all of these other things to be considered successful. For example, I don't have guests on my podcast. Would I love to have them in the future? Of course, if that makes sense, if the guest makes sense to me, but I'm not going to have a bunch of guests on my podcast because most podcasts have guests. I've never done that. That's not my thing. What works for me works for me, and what works for others works for them. If you focus so much on what others are doing and you feel like you also have to do those things, you're going to find yourself doing things that you don't want to do. So ask yourself, does what this person have even matter to me? Or am I upset because I'm in a lack mindset and I'm thinking, oh, I don't have that, so it must mean that I'm not doing enough? Like, why are you upset that your friend got a job promotion and is making more money at that job when you aren't even working a 9-to-5 and aren't in the position to get a promotion? Why do you feel affected by that when it doesn't apply to you? Use your energy towards things that actually matter to you. Use your energy to nurture the projects you've been working on, your career, your hobbies, the people in your life, and don't worry about what other people are doing. It doesn't matter what they're doing. Number two, understand that their win is not your loss. This is something that a lot of people have a hard time understanding because to us, the world does revolve around us. I know people are like, the world doesn't revolve around you. Okay, well, in my world, it does. Everything that you do is for yourself. You're your main priority. But it's important to remember that the world does not revolve around you and other people's worlds. So if someone else is doing well, it has nothing to do with you. their decision to do something, their success in doing something, the way they live their life, or the way that they're rewarded in their life has nothing to do with you. Understanding this was one of the most important, if not the most important thing that's helped me to be supportive of others without, you know, feeling bad about myself. Someone else doing well or someone else achieving something does not take away from you. If you did not want what they had, if you weren't in the equation at all, if you didn't exist, they would still have it because you are not a determining factor in them succeeding. No one's thinking, if I take this job, they can't have it. If I reach a million followers, they can't reach a million followers. If I get engaged, they can't get engaged. And just because someone's doing good does not mean you're doing bad. It's just not about you. When someone else succeeds, no one is thinking, oh, wow, that person's doing amazing. I bet Ashley's doing awful. Like, this person just made so much money. Ashley must be super poor, like that poor ass bitch. No one cares. The only person that's shining a light on the fact that you don't have whatever it is that you want is you. And that's because of your insecurities. Just because someone's doing well doesn't mean that you can't too. Them achieving something doesn't take away your ability to have it. There's always room for you. I always use social media as an example just because I feel like it's pretty prevalent in all of our lives. Like, everyone knows what TikTok is. A lot of people want to be content creators. But if your friend has a million followers, that doesn't mean you can't too. Think about all the people on TikTok that have over a million followers. Think about Charli D'Amelio. She has like 100 million. I don't even know how many followers she has. But just because all those people follow her doesn't mean that other people can't have people follow them. Another example I've used before is people thinking the podcast industry is oversaturated. Everyone has a podcast, so you think, oh, well, I'm not going to start a podcast because there's already thousands of podcasts that have been around longer than me, and I have no chance at competing with them because why would someone want to listen to my podcast when they can listen to all these other podcasts? But just because there's thousands of podcasts doesn't mean that there's not an audience that wants to hear what you have to say. We can be talking about the same thing, but there's a different delivery. And the audience wants to hear from you directly because it's you and not me. We can have the same goal. We can have the same job, but we offer different things. And there's always room for you because no one's going to offer what you have to offer. You are so unique and so deserving because you are you and I am me. And I am me. Is that even a sentence? I don't know. The way that the universe works and the way that abundance flows in and out is there's never not enough. It's not like something physical. There's not X amount of one thing and then once that amount is gone, you can't have it. It's not like there's 10 cookies and your friend eats all 10, so there's none left for you. There is an endless amount of possibilities. And just because you don't have something at this exact moment that someone else might have doesn't mean that you aren't also going to have it eventually. It just means that you have different journeys and maybe that thing that you want that that person has is going to be given to you in a different form. So there's no point in stressing out about you not having it because someone else has it. It doesn't mean you're not going to. If anything, you seeing someone else have that thing should give you hope that you will have it. Which leads me into the next thing that helps me be more supportive of others, and that's learning to be inspired by others doing well rather than being jealous. You shouldn't be jealous when you see someone achieving something that you want. If anything, you should be excited to know that this thing that you've been wanting for so long is possible. You should be hopeful for your future. Like, don't you want to see physical evidence that this thing that you've been manifesting for so long can actually become your reality? Wouldn't you want to see someone achieving this thing that you've wanted for so long and to know that they've worked so hard for it? And if you work so hard for it, you can have it too. Wouldn't you want that rather than working so hard for something and not knowing if it's ever going to pay off or if it's something that you can even have? I grew up watching YouTubers and I wanted to be a YouTuber so badly. And because I wanted that so much and I saw others living out my dreams, I became envious of them and I would watch them and I would make every excuse in the book of why I couldn't be doing what they were doing, whether it was because I didn't grow up rich or I didn't live in California or I didn't have connections. And I thought because I didn't have those things and maybe some of those YouTubers did, I thought I was at a disadvantage, which made me jealous rather than inspired. I would look at what they were doing and think it's not fair that they get to have that and I can't, rather than looking at them and thinking, okay, what are they doing or what have they done to get to where they are now? What can I do to bring myself closer to what they're doing? What can I take away from what they're doing? You can absolutely look at someone who has a million followers on social media and be pissed off and be jealous because you want that and you've been posting so many videos and not gaining any followers. You've been stuck at 200 followers. But sitting there huffing and puffing, being upset over the fact that this person has something that you want and sitting there complaining about the fact that you don't have it isn't going to get anywhere. If anything, it's going to hurt you in the long run because you're going to be posting content fueled by anger rather than inspiration. And you're going to burn yourself out and end up giving up. Instead of doing that, take note of what that person's doing. What type of videos do they make? How many videos a week do they post? Do they engage with their followers? How are they showing up? And then take that inspiration and make it your own. When your friend comes to you and says, "I just got a new job," instead of being jealous of the fact that they have this new job and you don't, think about the fact that they were just at rock bottom and were struggling so hard, and then there was a turnaround, and now they have a job, and now they're making money, and things are getting better for them. And if things can get better for them, that means things can get better for you. Instead of being jealous of people being successful and thinking, things are going so bad for me because I don't have these things that these other people have, redirect your thinking to, things are going to get good for me because I'm seeing other people's lives improve. And if things can get better for them, that means things are going to get better for me. And then lastly, number four, clapping for others until it's your turn. As I've said throughout this episode, it can be hard to support someone else when you're struggling. But once you get over that hump of, oh my God, my life is so bad, everyone's life is so much better than mine. Once you get over that and you just cheer for others and you're congratulating them and you're commenting sweet messages on their social media and you're reaching out to them acknowledging their success and you show your support, that's going to feel good. Once you let your walls down and you just allow yourself to be happy for someone else, it feels good. Like, think about when you give someone a compliment. Do you feel bad after giving them that compliment? Do you feel bad when you tell someone they look pretty? When you see a stranger on the street and you're like, oh my God, I love your shirt. I love your makeup. Do you feel bad after that? Or do you feel a rush of excitement, almost giddiness from doing that? It feels good to do good. And not only does it feel good, but it puts more good back into your life. When you celebrate other success, you're attracting that same success back to you. One of my favorite books I've read like front to back 3 or 4 times now. One of the reasons I've read it so many times is because I cannot comprehend reading when I'm reading it. I have to read the page like 3 times to even absorb what I'm reading, but that's a me problem. But I've read it a few times because I really do resonate with the book and it's helped me a lot. This book being The 7 Spiritual Laws of Success. And one of the laws is the law of giving and receiving. And essentially the law of giving says the more you give without expecting anything in return, the more it will come back to you. It's honestly like karma, like what goes around comes around. For example, if you talk badly about other people, specifically your friends, you're going to attract the same type of person into your life who talks badly about you. Like, your friends are going to pick up on you gossiping and being fake towards them, and in turn, they're going to do the same thing back to you. But if you're constantly uplifting your friends, showing up for them, and being loyal to them, you're more likely to attract people to be the same way towards you because they trust you and respect you based off how you've treated them. If you're someone who's always helping other people, you're always showing up for other people, the more people are going to be there for you when you need them. If you're someone who's complimenting other people, the more likely people are going to feel comfortable enough to compliment you as well. There needs to be a balance between giving and receiving. You can't always be receiving. So right now, you might not be receiving your manifestations or your goals or whatever it is that you want, but until it's your turn, you should be excited and clapping for other people and uplifting those other people. So when it's your turn, you will get the same recognition that you deserve. You will have people telling you, you're so deserving of this. You did such a great job. You're so amazing. So just remember, when there's a period of time where you feel like everyone else has got to figure it out and everyone else is doing so much better than you, take a deep breath and just remember, right now you're in the giving phase, which means your receiving phase will come soon. And the quickest way for that to happen is to stay focused on what you're doing, stay confident in what you're doing, don't compare yourself to others, and then be happy for others in the way that you would want them to be happy for you. Before I close out today's episode, I want to give you a teeny tiny little assignment. If you're new here, I give assignments every now and then whenever I feel inspired to, or I feel called to, or if I remember to. They're never anything crazy. They're just something I sprinkle in. They take like under a minute. This week, I want you to try your best to be supportive of others and compliment other people. You don't have to vocalize it. You don't have to go and text them or say it out loud or comment on their photo. You could do it silently. For example, if you scroll past someone's photo on Instagram, take a second to look at the photo and be like, wow, they're gorgeous. I love this. That's amazing they're doing that. If you see someone in public working, or if you see them performing, compliment them before you leave. Go out of your way to compliment them in your head, or better yet, to them. Just get in the habit of being kind and acknowledging other people doing their best, working hard, doing great at something, accomplishing something. The more you do this, you'll realize how easy it is and how good it feels to support someone without making it about yourself, without expecting anything in return. And eventually, you might even build a habit of doing this that it becomes so automatic for you to want to support someone and to compliment them rather than thinking about yourself before them. Try it out. Let me know how it goes. If it makes you feel any better, if this episode made you feel any better, let me know if you enjoyed today's episode. If you did enjoy today's episode, make sure to rate Trinity Care a 5-star review. It really does help me out and I appreciate it so much. I hope today made you feel good. I hope it inspired you, encouraged you. I hope that it didn't come off as me complaining because of that one review that said that all I do is complain. To be fair, I do complain a little bit, but in my defense, I've always said that this podcast is like my diary. It's like therapy. And if you went through a woman's diary, which you shouldn't, or if you sat in someone's therapy session, which again, you shouldn't, you would hear a lot of bitching and complaining. But I try my best to end each episode on a good note. I never want to just be negative. I try to make a negative into a positive. So with that being said, I hope I wasn't too bitchy today and I hope you enjoyed it. Okay, I'm gonna go now. It's time to celebrate my birthday. I love you, besties. I will talk to you next Monday. I love you so much. Goodbye.